From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Questions about Russia and his campaign followed him across the Atlantic as President Trump took questions during a joint press briefing in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump was again asked about a meeting between a Russian attorney and his eldest son.
But nothing happened from the meeting. Zero happened from the meeting. And honestly, I think the press made a very big deal over something that really a lot of people would do.
Macron was also asked about his feelings on diplomacy with Russia.
We have a lot of disagreements. We have a lot of discrepancies, obviously, with Russia. But in the current environment, especially in the Middle East, it's a necessity to work together, to exchange information, to share disagreements, and to try to build solutions.
Trump also dealt with French concerns about his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord, as the two leaders tried to focus on finding common ground on areas like Syria and counterterrorism. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death controversial as it was his life. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness.
When he was given this, 11-year sentence at the time, it was absolutely outrageous. And I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trends towards human rights have only gotten worse.
This is VOA. The U.S. State Department is asking all nations to provide extensive data about their citizens wishing to travel to the United States to help U.S. officials decide whether those citizens constitute a terrorist threat. Reuters News Service quoted a diplomatic cable Thursday that says it was sent a day earlier to all U.S. diplomatic posts. While the fight to defeat Islamic State militants makes gains, most recently with the Iraqi government's liberation of Mosul, the United States and its partners are intensifying global pressure against the terrorists and rallying support for more resources for post-conflict stabilization efforts. Brett McGurk, the U.S. Special Envoy to the Coalition Against Islamic State Militants, told reporters Thursday the situation in Syria is much more challenging.
I was in Syria a couple weeks ago as the Raqqa campaign gets underway. Raqqa and Syria is much more complicated than Iraq, but fairly similar model, working by, with, and through partners and preparing the ground for basic humanitarian and stabilization relief efforts.
Some experts argue that the defeat of Islamic State will not end U.S. involvement in Middle East conflicts. Such a development may, in fact, lead to increased American engagement. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson left Qatar Thursday with little apparent progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with four Arab countries. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said Thursday that Tillerson shuttled to and from meetings in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait in an effort to broker an end to the dispute.
This all has been a long time coming. You know that these disputes are not brand new. The tensions in the past have been fairly raw, so it's going to take some time to get these parties together. Just last week, we characterized this as possibly at an impasse. So the mere fact that the secretary's been there talking to both sides of this and encouraging them to sit down and have a conversation, I would see as subtle progress.
The Saudi-led group broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar last month, accusing Doha of funding terrorism and being close to rival Iran. Qatar has rejected the accusations. Members of the marine community in the U.S. and Canada say a Canadian fisherman who died freeing a whale from fishing gear was a longtime whale advocate who'd bridged gaps between fishing and conservation. Joe Howlett was killed Monday after freeing a North Atlantic right whale that had been entangled in fishing gear off New Brunswick. A close friend of his said the 59-year-old was hit by the whale just after it was cut free and started swimming away. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.